All right, all right, all right.
There's not very few kids.
Well, we got them spread out everywhere they're coming. Man, I woke up this morning and I thought, what am I going to talk to them about? I did. And then it came to me, yesterday was not a good day for me. Here's why. I'm driving to Texas to take poor little Adise back to her dad after being her dad for about a month. And I'm kind of sad about that. And I'm somewhere between Glenwood and Dirks. We had a debate on, is it Dirks or is it Dirks? We've heard it both. And so all of a sudden I get a phone call from a guy named Caleb. Caleb, where are you? Raise your hand high. And he is sharing with me that he killed an 8-buck. Not smeared it in my face too much. And he then later on, after his dad figured out how to send me the pictures, or he did, I get all these pictures of this 8-point buck because I've never killed an 8-point buck. And, you know, I was thinking, man, that's just great, right? And then later on, I'm coming back and I get another text message from Calvin Rouse with pictures of his 8-point buck.
I killed a 7-point buck yesterday.
And you killed a 7-point buck yesterday, Maggie? And then Michaela, she killed a 7-point yesterday. And then I look on there and there's Ruger who can, what grade is Ruger in? Second grade?
Yeah.
He killed an 8-point buck. And so I was getting kind of discouraged, and then this verse came to my mind from Romans chapter 12. It says, be happy with those who are happy. So I'm happy for you guys, all of you. And then it says, and weep with those who weep. Well, Kenan, you and I can weep. Kenan, spend some time in the woods yesterday. Did you get anything, Kenan? Besides, well, I don't know if that's legal or not, but possum maybe? I don't want to get to have a legal thing going here, but never know, because I don't know the laws. But anyway, anybody else kill an 8-point buck or big buck yesterday? Anybody? Okay, good. We can be happy. So let's clap for all the 8.7. And then let's all cry and remember Kenan as he tries to get one. And me, because they hunt where I have been known to hunt. And I think all the 8 points are gone now. So, but the Bible says, in all seriousness, when someone does something well, don't be jealous. Be happy. And see, our world has trouble with that. We don't like when other people do well. We start talking bad about them. We don't like it. But here's what the Bible says. Be happy with those who are happy and mourn with those who mourn. And that's an important biblical principle about how to treat people. Don't be happy when people have failure in their life. Don't be happy when people don't do well. Feel for them. Listen, every person you're happy for in their failure, put your feet in their shoes and think of what it would feel like to be in their shoes. Okay? Let's learn to celebrate and to mourn together. So let's pray. Lord, I thank for these kids, and I'm really happy they got 8-point, 7-point. I'm happy. I really am. And may we understand that it's okay for someone to do well in life, and we don't need to drag them down. And Lord, when someone's hurting in life, we need to hurt with them. And I thank you for those truths from your scripture. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.